Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 19th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5. Understanding prayer, aligning our hearts with God's will. Previously, we heard John emphasizing the assurance of eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and then urges believers to have confidence in the promises of God. Through the acts of holy baptism, believers receive the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit and are declared children of God, reinforcing the importance of trusting in Christ's saving work for the enduring life's challenges with unwavering faith. So let's continue with John's first letter from 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we will have the requests that we have asked of him. I'm going to use these verses as an opportunity to discuss the concept of prayer. Many people often think of God as some sort of wish giver and uses prayer as a means by asking God for this wish and that wish. But God is not going to give you something that is going to be harmful for you. Keep this in mind, because God knows all things and we do not. Also, we need to remember in connection with God's will that we really can't change God's will, nor would we want to change God's will. Remember, we are just simple human beings, and I want God to remain the Almighty God, a God who wants to be known as a good gift giver, a God who wants to be known as a God of mercy, a God bestowing forgiveness, a God who sends his only begotten Son to redeem sinners like me. So I don't want God to change. So who needs to change? It's me, the sinner. And when we keep this in the proper perspective, then I think our prayers become more palatable to God. When we understand that we are the ones that need to change, not God. And so we ask God for many things, and God continues to invite us to ask him, because as we continue to go to God, we are reaffirming the gift of faith that he has already given to us. And we are reaffirming that he is the Almighty God, unchangeable, and we are sinners who need to change and reflect his will. So yes, we should be presenting our concerns, our requests, especially for other people to God in prayer. And we should always be praying, God, let your will be done, and help me to accept whatever your will may be, because it is a good and gracious will. Again, I can't change God, nor do I want to. But through prayer, God can change me, so I can better reflect God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's mercy to those around me. Remember, prayer is not about what you get out of it. Prayer is about changing oneself and helping us to continue to live in a world that is constantly changing. And so in order to keep our focus on Christ and him crucified, Christ encourages us to continue to pray to him always. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.